Hey, this is me on the ones and twos, just coming to you, mentioning today, it's a bright new day. Why is that? Why do you ask, is it a bright new day? Because two things are happening today, which I'm very, very proud of. One of them, my kid is playing a JV game today. Around 5 o'clock, I gotta go to bed early. So that's kind of a good thing. I get to go to bed early. And I get to go watch a football game. It's not a full game. Half a game. Still, it's a game. And second thing, my other kid starts college today. First day of college. So proud of him. I hope that he's prepared. I mean, I know that he's got all the tools, got all the resources, got all the smarts. I know he has all that. I just hope that he puts it all together and everything works out. Now, of course, time will tell. That's going to take however long it takes. I know right now he has, you know, the initial 4 years, but you know, you could go longer, you could go way longer if you wanted to. It's kind of up to him. Right now, it's getting a feel of the start and everything else that you have to learn just to get going. Now, there are going to be other things, roadblocks, obstacles, negative aspects of going to college, but you're going there for a reason, and I know that the end goal is to gain the knowledge to pursue whatever they want to pursue, but in the meantime, it's also about finding yourself. I think I never got that chance because, you know, I became a father really early, really, really young. Maybe not as young as some people. You know, I was, 22, 23? But still, I didn't do the school thing. I wasn't able to do some of the things that my kids have the options to do now, which is so thankful for it. I'm so happy that, you know, they get these opportunities. And all it really takes is the time and the ambition to want to learn and be a better person. Maybe not everything you learn, maybe not everything you are taught is going to reach you, you know, 50 years down the road. Maybe you never use, you know, some of the things that you ever learn, but I think a lot of it is not just the time spent, but what you did during that time. Now, if you have sports, if you have other extracurricular activities, that's probably what you want to do, you know, in the meantime, because there is a lot of filler time. A lot of time that, you know, you don't have to do anything. I know college is broken down in segments and blocks and times that you don't have to do anything. So that's... that is your cue to, you know, pick up some other things that you can enjoy in life, other things that you might want to, you know, take advantage of while you're in college. Maybe it's a gym, maybe working out. Maybe that's what gets you going, what gets you motivated to maybe pick up another skill, or heck, maybe just be a bodybuilder. Why not? Like, you never know. But taking advantage of the things that are available to you while you have that time. If you don't do it, it's your fault. If you don't try to better yourself, better your situation, or even better your future, you're wasting your time. Now, you don't have to get a degree. Not everyone has to get one. You don't have to. Maybe you find your niche while you're in college. You're 1 year in, and you found this business opportunity and you want to become an entrepreneur. You just You're going to go gung-ho on it. That's great. Awesome. Do it. Why not? You can still go back to college. I mean, now, of course, if you're running into, like, a financial issue or you have to do this or whatever, I get that. Totally get that. But that doesn't mean you can't do two things at once. Like, I work a job. I could, if I had the room, I could still be selling on Amazon. I could still be selling on eBay and everything else. I could still be doing that. Problem is, since I don't have a lot of room, all of that stuff that I would love to, purchase and sell and everything else takes a lot of room. I got kids. I got other things in my house. I got two animals. I don't have that. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't make money, though. I could pick up, less than 50 things, store them and then sell them. It really isn't that difficult. It really just is your mindset. You could have your time scheduled, 6 hours out of the day, and the rest of it is your time. Or maybe you have 2 hours to study, 3 hours to study, but the rest of it's still your time. So what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with that time? You could pick up new hobbies, new skills. You could pick up something that's going to help you, for a new class that you might want to take the following semester or whatnot. That's your time. I'm just super glad that since my kid is getting started, everything that he's going to learn and approach is going to all be new to him. It's all going to be mesmerizing. I love that feeling. I love being able to go into something, especially if you're wanting to do it. You're the one who's putting yourself in that place to hopefully, gain the knowledge that you want to. But that feeling that you get when you're learning something new and it's exciting, that right there, you can't replace. The only thing you can do during that time while you're going through those feelings is feel it. Right? Why not? You can take the time and say, hey, I feel great about this, this, and this. This not so much, but oh my gosh, I have all of these options now. So that's how I think about it. Now, of course, I hope, maybe it doesn't happen, but I hope my kid is able to, maybe do some sports or something on the collegiate level, but, maybe he doesn't. I don't know, but I know that he'd feel much better being able to do something with a bunch of people, hopefully gain some new friends, and accomplish new things. So yeah, I'm pretty excited today. Tired though, really tired. I lifted a lot of TVs at the end of the day, trying to make sure that I'm not so sore for the next day. Hopefully when I get home, get some sleep, I'll be able to ice down my back and get some well-rested Z's there. Anyways, that's probably it. Hopefully the game goes well today. I know the last game my kid participated in, played, did well. He did awesome. He scored. Well, he didn't score, but on the drive, they scored. They played in an actual varsity game, so he actually got some reps instead of it being a JV game. I think like the first two series that he did didn't pan out, but the third series, he walked it down the field and they scored. I thought, like, seriously, I think Jordan is growing into his own now. Of course, he needs more reps, needs more game time experience, but I think he's getting there. I really do. Anyways, talk to y'all later. Have a great day.